USA Radio News with Wendy King.
This week, Colorado became one of 28 states to enforce a mask mandate.
A lot of people wished, I wish too, you wish too, we all wish, that this had been passed us, we could go back to normal. I think people are waking up to the fact that we have to be very careful in our everyday lives and take social distancing and mask wearing very seriously to be able to get through this.
Governor Jared Polis on NBC's Meet the Press. This as the debate continues over whether or not to send kids back to school in the fall. President Trump is pushing for classes to start on a regular schedule, but many school districts have already announced they'll be holding online classes because of recent spikes in COVID cases. There's been a shooting in Washington, D.C. at the Columbia Heights neighborhood. 9 people were injured just before 5 local time in the area of 14th and Spring Road. Police are still searching for possible suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying for over a year, the Trump campaign have cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They've run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control. And it's really because they want to defund the police, and Biden wants to defund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality rates in the world.
We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look.
This week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
During the weekly Democratic address, one U.S. senator is criticizing the Trump administration's response to the pandemic. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
New Hampshire U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan says the Trump administration's pandemic response is not working. In the weekly Democratic address, she touted efforts by Dems to help Americans with the pandemic, including the so-called HEROES Act that was passed 2 months ago and has not yet been taken up by the GOP-controlled U.S. Senate. Hassan also argued supplies are still greatly needed.
Months into this crisis, medical providers, nursing homes, and businesses still do not have the personal protective equipment that they need to be safe.
A woman in New York was brutally murdered after asking someone to please stop shooting off illegal fireworks. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A Brooklyn woman is dead after she was shot 8 times for confronting a man for setting off illegal fireworks. Setting off illegal fireworks is a nonviolent act, according to Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. This is an extension of gunfire that has exploded across the city after the New York Police Department disbanded its anti-crime unit of plainclothes police officers on June 15th. There have been 3 times as many shootings over the same period in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.